Our next speaker today is John Pilger, a very well-known journalist, and he's an award-winning journalist. His film, Palestine Is Still the Issue, is being broadcasted all over the world. Please welcome John Pilger.
Thank you. First, I'd like to pay tribute to George Galloway. For his unrelenting defense of the Palestinian people and the Iraqi people. George was suspended from the Labour Party for speaking the minds of millions of us. Moreover, he was suspended by Blair in a desperate attempt to undermine the great democratic resistance that is now underway in this country. The attack on Iraq and the attacks on Palestine have the same source. And in our defense of the Palestinian people, we should look closely at the complicity of Blair and his government. Now, Labour governments have often supported the Israeli state, but the Blair government has gone further than any of them. 2 years ago, Blair secretly gave the green light to Sharon to attack the occupied territories. This was not reported at the time. The Blair government was shown a plan for an all-out Israeli invasion of the West Bank and Gaza. But the Israeli plan needed, and I'm now quoting Jane's foreign report, the Israeli plan needed, quote, a suicide bomb blast which causes numerous deaths and injuries. The revenge factor is crucial. It would motivate Israeli soldiers to demolish Palestinians, unquote. The author of this plan was General Shaul Mofaz, the Israeli chief of staff, the same general whom Scotland Yard last year investigated for war crimes. What worried Sharon and Mofaz was a secret agreement between Yasser Arafat and Hamas that there would be no more bomb attacks in Israel. It was a highly significant unilateral truce on the part of the Palestinians. On November the 23rd, 2001, Israeli agents assassinated a Hamas leader. 12 days later, the inevitable bombers struck in Israel. On cue, the Israeli military attacked the West Bank with unprecedented force. And since then, Israel has reoccupied Palestine, murdering civilians and internationals and journalists, anybody who gets in their way. And Blair knew all about this. He knew all about this criminal strategy to destroy a tenuous peace. Blair wants us to believe he is different from Bush. He isn't. Both are criminals. Blair was no different from Bush on Iraq, and he's no different from Bush on Palestine. The Blair government has sold to Israel ammunition, bombs, missiles, rockets, and other military equipment. It has secretly supplied the Sharon regime with the means of making chemical weapons of mass destruction. It's not all one way. Many of the cluster bombs used by the RAF against Iraq were made in Israel. I suggest to all of you that the target for your anger and your resistance should be right here in Whitehall and in Downing Street. It's the same as the criminal attack on Iraq, our enemy, the enemy of peaceful solution, the enemy of human rights, the enemy of justice is close to home. Just as the attacks this week in Saudi Arabia were almost certainly the direct result of the Anglo-American attack on Iraq. So the bombings in Israel are a direct result of the complicity of Blair and Bush to deny the Palestinian people the justice and nationhood that is 55 years overdue. Yeah! Now we're getting headlines that say roadmap. Bush's so-called roadmap is another dead end that aims to do exactly what the Oslo process tried to do, legitimize Israel's strangulation of Palestine and create apartheid South Africa in the Middle East. This must be exposed for what it is. And it can only be exposed when journalists throw off the intimidation that comes with reporting anything to do with Israel. For too long, this intimidation has prevented the truth about Palestine from becoming news in this country. Television viewers are rarely told that the Palestinians are the victims of an illegal military occupation. They are seldom told that Palestinians have made compromise after compromise. They are seldom told that Sharon is an indicted war criminal who rivals Saddam Hussein in the deaths and misery he has caused. Such as the 20,000 who died in Israel's criminal invasion of Lebanon. The intimidation works every day against the BBC with a call from the Israeli embassy. It works against any journalist who writes the truth, often with a flood of abusive emails and death threats. That's what I received following the showing of my documentary last year. But like any intimidation, it must not be allowed to succeed. It's time we journalists, all of us, stood up against this and told the truth about Palestine. It's time we changed the media language and described the Israeli killers of children as terrorists. It's time we stopped echoing the lies of Blair and Bush and Powell about their phony peace process. It's time we stopped rewarding Western governments guilty of great crimes as benevolent, which they are not. It's time we gave the humanity to the same humanity to Palestinians that we gave to the victims of September the 11th. Our own colleagues, like the cameraman James Miller, are being terrorized and murdered for doing our job honestly. How many more James Millers must die before we realize that we, like the Palestinians, that is, we as journalists and broadcasters, are now targets for the gang in Tel Aviv. Blair and Bush fear the truth about Palestine, just as they feared us telling the truth about their criminal attack on Iraq. That's why they bombed Al Jazeera. That's why they killed 19 journalists during the Iraq war. I say to my colleagues in the media, we must call their bluff. We must tell the truth about Palestine, about the incredible struggle of the Palestinian people, which is truly heroic. And please remember, all of you here today, like the 2 million people who filled London on February the 15th, you are no longer demonstrators and protesters. You are now the democratic opposition in Britain. And I salute you.